Connor Thomas was Connor Thomas today.
No doubt. You know, he's locked in right now through another great game. And, you know, we supported him, got him a lot of runs early. So wouldn't say he could put it on cruise control, but he threw the ball well. And then getting those runs early after last night, I think, was big as well.
The two seem to go hand in hand over the last couple of games. Whenever he pitches, they seem to score some runs for him now.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we have a lot of confidence in him. I mean, you know, he's been money not only this year but last year. And so we feel pretty good when he's pitching that we have a great chance to win.
There weren't many at-bats that y'all went up there, and it didn't seem like you had a very good approach or anything. I mean, it hit, even when you weren't getting hits, they were hitting the ball hard. I mean, it was just kind of seemed like a good approach across the board.
I thought we did a really good job from the start, for sure. And, you know, we didn't score that many runs late, which kind of happens sometimes. You get a big lead like that. But I felt like particularly early we were locked in on that. On that guy, kind of knew how he tried to pitch, and when he made a mistake, we made him pay early in the game.
It almost looked like your guys were going up there those first several innings, taking angry swings, given the way last night.
Nobody was happy about what happened last night, and we knew we had to win today to have a chance to win a series here at home. So we had the right guy on the mound, and our guy showed up and scored some runs early.
Did Colin get that power from you? Or?
He did not get that power from me, so probably his mom. Mom takes credit for everything that he does, so probably her.
Going back to Connor, how important to his success is his pace? He doesn't mess around out there. When he's dealing, he's getting it.
That's one of, in my opinion, it's just something that he's really good at is, his tempo, pace. He's fun to play behind, so it's easy to make plays behind him because he throws strikes, he works fast, and he changes speeds.
Well, when you like playing behind the guy, you just like you're as a defensive player, you like the pace of the game when you're on that end. And does that maybe carry over to the offense too?
I think absolutely.
Your frame of mind is better.
I think absolutely, and I think that you're not standing on defense for 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden you got to come in and try to get ready to hit. I mean, it's. His innings go pretty quick, and, he's out there and he's off there, and we're back in hitting again, no question. And the flip side of that is it doesn't give their starter, particularly when we had him throw a lot of pitches early in the game, he's got to keep coming back sooner than he would probably like. So it definitely goes hand in hand.
Psychologically, how big was it for Kyle to get those three hits today, even though he didn't really hit the ball hard? He got on base three times.
No. I mean, it's, to get hits, get RBIs, just to get him going again. I thought he had a much better BP today, so I fully expect him to be, kind of back in the groove here pretty quickly. But great to see him get the hits.
Anything else, guys? All right.
Good.
Appreciate it.
Sophomore winner.
Appreciate it.